23rd, 1982, Jean and Karen.
We have a double treat today, as you see. So I think I'm going to turn the program over to Eileen Ashman, who is the mother of these two charming girls, and let her introduce them and tell about them, and so that I don't miss anything, because I think they have a lot of talent and there are a lot of interesting things about these two.
And don't be modest.
Don't be modest.
Don't pretend I will be a
mother.
I should start and say that I'm a mother, not a musician. I have take no credit whatsoever genetically because I did not even read music. Neither does my husband. We just happen to come upon this ability. And now Jean is 12. Jean was the senior winner of the Columbus Symphony Competition last month. That's the 15 and up division, but Jean was eligible because she won the junior division when she was 7. So finally, we couldn't wait until she was 15, and they gave her permission to enter, and she was the first place winner this year. Karen was a winner of, Karen is 9. I should point out they're exactly the same height. You're looking at the 10th and 90th percentile. When you look at the growth charts, well, I have them both at either end, which is why they're the same size. Karen was a junior winner of the 14 and under division last year when she was 8. Now she's 9, and she has a performance coming up in a few weeks, several of them. So when Jeannie was to play here, we just asked, well, Karen only has one movement of a sonata she's trying to get ready. Could she play that too? And so she's here to do that much. So I'll let's see now, what else has happened in the past? The girls have entered other competitions. They've been around to Cincinnati for the American Music Scholarship Association, where they have competitions at the local, regional, semifinals, national level. And Jean, when she was 7, was on TV performing with Lauren Hollander at his master class. And at that time, I had no idea who Lauren Hollander was. I just sat there in the Cincinnati studio and figured he was a piano teacher from Cincinnati who was here to be with Jean. And afterwards did I realize I should have been in awe. So I remember I spoke to him. I said, oh, do you have children who play? You know, like a mother. Yeah, I don't know who you are. And anyway, so there was that. Then, let's see, Jean has been to New York as a winner of the grand prize on CUBE's Talent Search when they had that competition in 1978. And let's see, what else have we had? The Buckeye Auditions of the Ohio Music Teacher Association. Jean has been the winner of that. The elementary division, Karen has been featured soloist, solo, how do you pronounce this? One of their soloists performing at duo pianos, there were two of them, at their Pianorama 2 years ago. Both girls studied initially with Lucy Chu, who lives very close to here. Mm-hmm. Jean now studies with Barbara Wasson in Dayton, and Karen is still with Mrs. Chu. And with that, as far as the music is concerned, I'll turn that over to the girls because they know much more about that than I do. So we'll start with Jeannie. Okay.
How many times does she go to Dayton?
Once a week.
Once a week.